Here in the entryway on the first floor is affixed a tablet commemorating the founding of Beta Theta Pi. It was a gift to the university following the death of John Raleigh Knox, the last living founder of the fraternity. Hear from the voice of Brother John E. Delaboy, Miami 42, describing the tablet at the 140th General Convention in Oxford.
This memorial became a reality on June 15, 1900. It was presented to Dr. David S. Tappan, the president of Miami University, and Mr. John W. Heron, chairman of the Board of Trustees, both betas. A tablet consisting of a bronze relief bust of John Raleigh Knox was placed in the chapel of Harrison Hall, almost on the exact spot where Potter Knox lived at the time he founded Beta Theta Pi in 1839.
The original constitution of Beta Theta Pi referred to it as an association. By about 1854, it began to be termed a society. It wasn't until 1872 fraternity came into general use. As shared by Major George M. Chandler, Michigan, 1898, quote, at a meeting of the Board of Trustees, the wording of the tablet was under discussion. William A. Hamilton, Northwestern, 1879, always to the point and quoting the words of the Constitution, said the inscription should more tersely read, founded here, Beta Theta Pi. No, said Willis O. Robb, Ohio Wesleyan, 1879, with that almost prophetic light in his eyes and in his charming voice, no, founded here, the fraternity of Beta Theta Pi. For the time may come that it will be necessary to recall that it was a fraternity which Peter Knox and his associates founded. Unquote. John Raleigh Knox and his associates, indeed, met here to establish a fraternity. August 8th was the last day of the academic year, and when five of the eight returned in October 1839, they almost immediately began recruiting new brothers to expand their band. At their second meeting of the year, they initiated Smith's cousin, Henry Hunter Johnson, 1840, and in February added John Whitney, 1840, Alexander Paddock, 1841, and A.W. Hamilton, 1842. After the first anniversary of Beta's founding, none of the founders would attend a Beta convention for 40 years. In fact, most of them had very little to do with the history of the fraternity beyond the founding. However, at the semi-centennial in 1889, the fraternity's great annual reunion saw Peter Knox and Samuel Taylor Marshall reunited for the first time in 49 years.